Ms. Phillips?
Yes.
Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the NEC baby formula. Bucky, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So was this for you or a loved one?
My daughter.
For your daughter. Okay. And she was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes, ma'am. In 2016.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear about that. How is she doing today?
Like nothing never happened to her, but she's 8 years old now.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that she's doing better.
The good part is her scars are fading now, so she's able to, like, you know, wear a swimsuit and stuff like that. She was kind of like, you know, at first.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
'cause they're fading now. So.
Did she have surgery?
Yeah, she did. She had the lap surgery.
Mm-hmm. Laparotomy?
They, like, poke little holes in it. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ms. Phillips, is it... I don't want to say your first name wrong. How do you say your first
name? Ramika.
Oh, that's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Ramika, my first name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. So just to verify, you do want to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
And you do not have an attorney at this time, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and you can confirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or any advice from any other law firm for the specific matter or signed any documents, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay. And then you did say that she had some type of scarring and long-lasting issues with the neck, or is she just... have any other issues besides the neck diagnosis, like gastral issues? Or okay.
Well, I don't know if premature counts. She was 30 weeks she was born, but
Well, I mean more like, so she had, you said she had a scar, or like subject to like sepsis or any type of like growth.
Oh, okay,
issues?
No.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then you did have medical records to show proof of diagnosis if needed?
Yes. Is there a way I can give you, like, permission to get them from her doctor? Because, like, she's 8
yeah.
now, and I don't have them. I mean, I can try on my end to get them as well, but I guess if we both try, we might get them quicker.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and I'll guide you on how to do that. So you said it was back in 2016. What's her date of birth?
Hers is 6/27/16.
And then, to the best of your knowledge, do you know that diagnosis date? Was it within the first week of her being born? Was it a couple days after?
No, it was actually, it was 2 weeks after. I brought her home, and I fed her, and I started noticing symptoms. So she got actually diagnosed on the 15th. So July 15th, 2016 was her actual diagnosis date.
July 15th?
Correct.
Okay. And you took her home and brought her back to the doctors within 24 hours, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, just so we make sure. Okay, so 7/15/2016.
Yeah, she started getting, like, weird symptoms. Like, she had, like I touched her stomach, she, like, I guess you can call it, like, abdominal pain. She had, like, green and yellow vomit, a terrible, terrible, terrible bonded tissue. And
okay.
She had, like, blood in her stool.
Okay.
And I was like, what the heck? This is my second child, so I know I had none of this with my first child, so I know something was wrong. So I took her back. Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Mom. Okay. What was the name of the hospital that she was born at?
So, Barthelmy, St. Francis Medical Center.
Say it one more time. Barthelmy?
B-O-N. Sicker, that's S-E-C-O-U-R-S. St. Francis Medical Center. I also had the address if you wanted that.
Hold on 1 second. Francis Medical Center. And that's in what state is it in?
Midlothian, Virginia. The zip is 23114.
Okay, yeah, it's 13713 St. Francis Boulevard.
Yeah, correct. Thank you. Yep.
Perfect. All right, and now, was that the same hospital that you brought her back to, or did you take her to a different hospital?
Absolutely. Okay. That was the same one. I was like, y'all did it. What happened? Yeah.
So she was diagnosed at that hospital too, in that NICU as well. Perfect.
All right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And then, to the best of your knowledge, again, like I know this was 8 years ago, but to the best of your knowledge, do you remember what type of brand of formula they were giving her?
Yeah, just a Similac formula.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you are the mother filing on behalf of your daughter. You are a U.S.
Yes,
resident, correct?
I am. Yes, ma'am.
And the gestational age at birth, you said you were 30 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. And she was diagnosed at the hospital. Within 24 hours of leaving the hospital. And then her date of birth was
6/27/16.
Okay, 6/27/16. Date of birth. And then this was her diagnosis date was 7/15. Okay. And
correct,
then
yeah.
Okay, she's 8. And then did you have any friends or family or loved ones that needed help filing a claim, or do you know anyone else that may need help filing a claim?
Not right off. I don't know.
Not off the top of your head. If you do know anybody, you can always give them our information. I just have to ask. And then you did have her birth certificate, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
I have everything. Yes.
Okay, and then, Mrs. Phillips, what is the correct spelling of your daughter's first and last name?
Her name is Rayne, that's R-A-Y-N. And her last name is Phillips as well, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S.
Does she have a middle initial?
Yes, D as in dog, is dash A.
Okay.
Spell it?
No, it's okay, I just put D. It's, so her first name is R-A-Y-N?
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, like, that's cute. All right. And then P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. All right. And then can you confirm her gender for me?
She's a female. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she doesn't have a suffix in her name, correct?
No, no.
Okay. And then did you know the last four of her social?
Yes, 8169.
Okay. Okay, and then the email I have on file is J-A-Y-C-E-Y-O-N, the number 6, at gmail.com.
Correct.
And then the telephone number I have is 804-715-7584. And this is your cell phone, right?
Yes, it is.
What time of day do you prefer the attorneys to reach out to you?
I'm free in the mornings after 9:30 a.m.
Okay. And then what is your current queue? What is your current mailing address?
6700 Wilmoth, that's W-I-L-M-O-T-H, Drive, and that's North Chesterfield, Virginia, 23234.
Is it North Chesterfield?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it show up as Richmond, sometimes it show up as North Chesterfield.
So, okay, 6700 Wilmot, W-I-L-M-O-T-H, Drive,
yeah.
North,
right.
North
Chesterfield.
Chesterfield. Yeah, it came up as Richmond. But it says Chesterfield County.
I don't know why. Yeah, it is Chesterfield County.
Okay. Is that a house or is it a apartment or
it's
unit number? It's a house? Okay. And then it's 23234.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I have your first name, R-A-Y-M-E-Q-U-A. Last name, Phillips. P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. Did you want me to put the father's name, or do you want me to leave that part blank?
Yeah, he don't know nothing. No, he can leave.
Leave it blank. It's fine. I just ask because it's not necessary. He's not the one filing the claim. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
The last four?
It, the whole thing, if you can.
225-519-3-90.
Perfect. Oh, it didn't let me do it. So wait, 225.
519-3-90.
Perfect. 225-519-3-90.
Correct.
Okay. It just makes it easier if you have the full one. So then the attorneys, when they're trying to get medical records and stuff,
Yeah.
if you have the full social. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
11/20/88.
All right. All right, so I have November 20th, 1988. Okay, so a couple questions about when you were pregnant. Was there any issues with like family history of abuse or loss of custody or anything parenting that we should be related or they should be aware of?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. And then when you were pregnant, did you suffer from any type of like hypertensive disease, delayed cord clamping, any type of placental insufficiency?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. And then your daughter was premature, correct? And she was born in the state of Virginia, correct?
Correct.
Diagnosed in the NICU. And
Correct.
okay. So she was born 6/27/16. When did you leave the hospital, and then come back?
We actually stayed, what, 4 days, I think, in the hospital.
So you probably
And
left,
then
let's
we
see, and then you can't, 'cause I just need to get the NICU dates of when she went back and she was, let me see.
So
Okay, let
when
me pull
I
up the
picked her
calendar.
back, oh, I'm sorry.
Just make it easier.
When I took her back, was the day I stopped the form, was 7/14/2016. That was like the day before her actual diagnosis. And they ran like the CBC test, stool test, I've done the x-rays and stuff like that. They did that on the 14th, but I didn't get the actual paperwork and diagnosis until the next day, which would be the 15th,
Okay, so
if
that's
that
it.
helps.
Yeah, let me see. 7/14.
Is when she returned. So I think we were home probably a week and a half, not even 2 weeks. Does that make sense?
Okay, so it says 7/14, 7/15.
Once.
No, I get what you're saying, 'cause no, I know. So, I just have to get the NICU dates for when she actually was in the NICU for after
Oh,
you
so that
left
would
and
be
came back
7/14.
to the hospital, so they know that it's in the time
Yeah.
frame of the 24 hours, and that then that's when she was
Oh, okay.
diagnosed. So,
Okay,
okay,
yes,
so
ma'am.
and then how long did she stay after her diagnosis date? How long did she stay in the NICU for?
For 16 days. I'll never forget the longest days of my life.
16 days. Okay, so if that was 7/14, 7/14. Hold on, I'm just looking at the calendar. 1, 2, oh yeah, 14th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So she came back on the 6th, or she got discharged on the 30th, July 30th? Or was
July
it the
30th. Yeah, no, it was
31st?
act I want to say the 31st.
Okay,
Yeah,
so
because it was
it's.
exactly 16 days,
Well,
not
yeah,
16.
usually, and especially if she had to have
Yeah.
surgery, and then if they have
Yeah,
to
yes, ma'am.
do antibiotics, she's usually on there for like 7 days of antibiotics, so that makes sense.
Yeah, she did like the antibiotic therapy thing, like the IV. She did that.
Yeah, the nutrients
Yeah, so
through the IV. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then how
And then,
much
like I said, she had the.
did your daughter weigh?
When she was born,
Yeah.
4.2 pounds.
Okay. All right. Okay, so when was it that were you able to breastfeed at all during when
Oh,
she
no,
was
ma'am.
okay, so she was only getting formula and Fortifier in the hospital, correct? Okay.
You know, like you kind of just mix it with water and just like shake and go. Yeah.
Okay, formula and Fortifier and
Yep.
with cow's milk. Okay, and she was giving formula and Fortifier in the hospital. Sorry, a lot of the
Correct.
questions are repetitive. And then
Yes, ma'am.
so she started using that right after she was born. So six, we'll say
27.
6/27 is when she started using the formula. Do you know, to the best of your knowledge, when was the last time she started using the formula?
The last date she used it?
Yeah.
I want to say when I took her to the hospital, because I wouldn't have thought it was milk. So I'll say the 14th, yeah, like the 14th, the July 14th when I took her back.
Okay.
I know she had to eat, but I didn't think the formula was making her sick. I didn't know, like I said, I didn't have these problems with my son, so I didn't know.
Yeah. So and then so seven, so like the diagnosis date 7/15 was kind of like when you had a connection, like, oh, maybe it's from the formula that's making her sick.
Well, after they ran the test, the doctors was like, okay, this let's try this, you know.
Yeah.
And that was on the 14th when I took her back. And she had, like I
Okay.
said, she had the stool test because she had blood in her stool, abdominal x-rays. She had the CBC test done, like a blood test and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got all that done on the 14th when I brought her back. They did all of that. And then the doctors came back like, hey, you know, this could be it, you know. So, yeah.
Okay, and then so she probably was on the formula for about a month, right? 1 month. Let's see. Okay.
Well, not quite. Well, not
Yeah, like a
quite.
little less than a month. Yeah, like 3 weeks maybe.
Yeah, just like 2.5, 3. Because it's on the 6/27, and
Hold
then
on,
I know I had to
hold
take her back on the 14th.
on. Okay.
Yeah.
And then,
And a
okay.
little under. Yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Just 1 second, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Miss Phillips.
Yes,
Thanks
ma'am.
for holding. Okay, and then I know you were saying some of the symptoms that she started to portray when she was in the hospital. You said she had green vomit, she had the diarrhea. What else do you remember?
She had a really high body temperature. I can't remember exact, but I know she was hot as heck. I had used the thermometer, you know, under her little arm,
Yeah.
and it was like really high. She was hot. And then, like, I would like touch her stomach, you know, because she was having diarrhea. So I tried to rub her. So she was having pain, I guess, in her stomach, her abdominal area.
Okay.
So yeah, that's all I remember. Yeah.
Okay. And then do you remember what type of bell staging when they started talking about the neck? Do you remember them ever saying that, or are you not aware of that at all?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's okay. I just trying
I'm
to get
sorry.
under. It's
It's 8 years.
okay.
I'm trying to remember everything. So
I know.
what's
You know
going
what's crazy? I have a
on?
no, I have a 8 and a 7-year-old, so I know. I'm like, I cannot remember that time ago too. Okay. And then okay. So she did have to do, let me just put a couple. Did she have any breathing issues or like was it hard for her to breathe or
Yeah, so they gave her like the oxygen, like through the nasal, what's called cannula. So
Assisted
they
ventilation?
did provide extra oxygen. Yeah,
Okay, what about
they did provide.
continue.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was gonna say, so they did provide the extra oxygen. Yes, ma'am.
And then what about What about, she had the laparotomy surgery, told me that. So obviously she had assisted ventilation, antibiotics. She had the NG tube.
Yep.
Did she do what's it called? A blood transfusion at all?
No, only thing she did was she got the antibiotics and the IV. That's about it, but no blood transfusion, no ma'am.
No blood transfusion. Okay. What about did she ever, when she did the laparotomy surgery, did they ever put a Penrose drain in for her for drainage from the infection site? Do you remember that or no?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to lie on it because I don't remember, and I'd be like, oh,
again,
God,
yeah, and again, this is just again, this is to the best of your knowledge. So yeah, don't feel like if you don't know, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I guess the records will show, but I don't remember that part. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We're just trying to get like a base of everything to start building the case. That's
right.
All we're doing, an outline,
right.
I should say.
Yes. Yeah, I do remember the antibiotics, and they was given through the IV. Like she had like antibiotic therapy stuff through the IV.
Yeah, it's like nutrient. It's like nutrient. I forget what it's called.
You don't even remember. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, and I talk about it all day. I just can't remember. No, just kidding. Okay, so let's see, and then. Okay. Do you know when that laparotomy surgery was? Or no? Was it the day after that's of the diagnosis or the day of the diagnosis?
I think it was the day after when I think it was the day after.
16th.
Once he came and told me, you know, what it was, I had to sign paper. Yeah, I think it was the day after. I'm more than 90% sure it was the day after, yes.
Perfect. Okay, and then this is going to throw you for a loop. Do you know the doctor's name that provided the...
I would never forget it because he was so awesome. And he called and checked on us so many days after. His name is Timothy O'Neill.
Perfect.
I saved him. And I have his phone number if you want it.
Yeah, what's his phone number?
I remember him. He was awesome. 804-320-7139.
Perfect. And then he was at St. Francis Medical Center?
St. Francis, yep. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Facility name.
Perfect. He was like the NICU doctor, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. NICU.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah, he kept in contact so much, so I remember him.
That's great. 7139. That's wonderful. Because, you know, really, it's not the doctor's fault. It's not the hospital's fault. It's the manufacturers that have to be held responsible. It's like they knew it was in the formula, and they were
the
still
formula.
Providing it, you know, worldwide, and it's unfortunate that this happened
and
to so many babies.
My son was born at 13. I had no issue.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Was he premature?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, he was. Oh, so it's more common.
I went over.
It's more common in doctors.
Oh, the premature babies.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was 41. He went over. Like, they had to take him. He was full grown. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's more common in babies that are, that are premature. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
O'Neill. Okay, got that right. Facility address, treating address, got that. All right. And then, okay. Oops. Okay, and then, okay, so she's currently 8 years old. Is she in third grade?
Yes, she is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a third. I have a third grader and a second grader, so I know. So she's doing good. How is she doing with other things? Like, how's her growth issues and her learning issues? Does she have any learning issues or growth issues or anything like that? Or she's striving? Or
yeah, so far so good. She's striving. She's doing excellent. Like I said, the only thing she had was the mark on her belly.
The scar?
That she was just not here for.
Okay. What about any gastro issue? Does she have any trouble with like stomach issues? Like, does she get constipated or have pain in her intestines at all?
Not now, but prior.
Okay. And does she have to take like medication or anything, or she still sees a gastro issue or a gastro doctor?
Yeah. Well, our family doctor, he kind of, you know, she kind of sees him.
Okay.
If you want his information, so he's aware of the situation.
Okay.
His name is Richard. Oh, I'm sorry. You ready?
Yeah. What's his name?
Richard Hoffman. That's Hoffman.
Perfect. Is he in Richmond?
Yes, he is.
I love Virginia. It's so pretty out there.
Yeah, when it's not freezing.
It's
freezing now. Jesus Christ.
And you guys have the Washington Nationals. It's just be my favorite team.
Yeah, everything. Yep. Mm-hmm.
One of my good family friends played for that team. So.
Oh, the Redskins? The Commanders?
No, for the Washington Nationals.
Oh, for the Washington. Oh, okay.
Yeah. For the baseball team.
Yeah.
Let's see, Richmond. Yeah, he's at North Chesterfield. Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's the thing about Chesterfield.
Okay, and yeah, he's
like,
same with, he goes to St. Francis Medical Center too. Okay, perfect. Or he's affiliated with that.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, and then, so we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. Mrs. Phillip, this is just to make sure that there's no disruptions in the case and that we can continue the case for you and Rain and your loved ones. Typically, they'll only contact the emergency contact if at some time you become unresponsive. You can put someone that you lives with or someone that doesn't live with you. It's completely up to you.
Let's try my mom.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name is Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Her last name is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
What's her phone number?
And her 804-665-5265.
Okay. Thank you for pronunciating and talking like so clear. Makes it so much easier. I can actually like hear you. Some people talk so fast. I'm like, what? What was that?
Yeah.
And actually understand you. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you guys got plans for Halloween? Take the kids out?
We actually do a trunk or treat every year at the house. Like a couple of my girlfriends, I ride motorcycles, so like my whole motorcycle club participates, and we like
fun
decorate the cars and let the cars come. So kind of like a kids party here. Virginia's not safe. Take your kids out. So I rather
really?
You know, small here.
Oh,
it's
you really?
Bad.
It's not. I would think that it was
not on Halloween. No.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So we've been doing this for the last 4 years now. Yeah.
That's so crazy because I would think it is super safe.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. Not a thing. People would dress up in costumes. And
I was just thinking because it's like
it's
the big houses that it probably, I mean, it'd be a far walk because the houses are so far apart from each other. That's the thing I could think of.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it just some knuckleheads, some younger knuckleheads, they do the most. You know, dress up in the costumes. We'll think they, you know, in regular costumes the whole time they're robbing. We was in the 7-Eleven here, and a guy came in and we thought he was dressed in costumes. He was actually robbing the store. So no, we
oh my
did
goodness.
Not go out. Yeah.
Okay, so really quick, I just want to go over this really quick. I'm just going to just do a recap of everything. Phillips, you are filing a claim on behalf of your daughter, Rain, who was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis on 7/15/2016. And she was born and diagnosed in the NICU at St. Francis Medical Center. Yeah, you know what I meant. In Virginia. And the brand of formula was Similac brand. You are a U.S. resident. Her gestational age at birth was 30 weeks. She was diagnosed in the NICU after leaving and coming back within 24 hours at the hospital. Her birthday is 7/15/2016.
No.
No, her birthday. I'm sorry.
Her birthday.
Her birthday is, that was her diagnosis date. Yes. Her birthday is 6/27/2016.
Correct.
And then she is currently at age 8.
Yeah.
And you did have birth certificate and could provide that.
Yeah.
First name is R A Y N. Middle initial.
Yeah.
Last name Phillips. P H I L L I P S. And then I have the last four of her social as 8169.
Correct.
And then let's see. I have your first name. Hold on 1 second.
Tamika.
This Tamika. Hold on 1 second. Oh, that's why it did that. I'm going, why is it doing that? Okay. You are the mother. Yeah. So you do have signing authority and you do have, and she is still with us. Okay. Perfect.
Yes. Yep.
And then I have your social 225-519390.
Yeah.
And then I have your birthday 11/20/1988.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your marital status? I apologize.
Single.
Single? Okay. And you didn't have a suffix in your name, correct?
No. Nope.
Okay. And then can you just confirm your gender really quick for me?
Female.
Perfect. Yep. Did you have a middle initial that you want me to put?
SS and Sam.
Perfect. Okay. And then you do have power of attorney. Okay. And she was born in Virginia. She was premature.
Yep.
We do have the NICU dates of 7/14/2016 to 7/16/2016. You know what? I'm actually going to change this NICU date to 6/27 because she went as in the NICU before that too. Before leaving and coming back too. So I'm actually going to change that. And then I'll make sure that they know that she put those dates in. And then she Rain weighed 4 pounds, 2 ounces, correct, at birth?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then And then she did have the laparotomy surgery. Timothy O'Neill was her doctor. We have her. She's currently 8 years old and is doing better. She's currently 8 years old and in third grade and is doing very well.
Amen. Thank God. Yes.
Souls. Okay, hold on one second. She doesn't have any growth issues, correct, or anything like that?
No. No, ma'am.
And then let me just put this in really quick. Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is the system's going to go ahead and generate some documents. I'm going to go ahead and have you review and sign while you're on the phone with me.
Okay.
Was there any additional information that you would want me to put in the file to help support the case that you can think of?
I don't know. Like
that you
what?
Could, I mean, if you can't think of anything right now. Yeah, I mean, I put your doctor's name in. I have, you know, the hospital, the date she was diagnosed.
I guess she stayed for 16 days after
Yeah,
that.
I have all that. I mean, I'm not just like anything like did she, like, you know, she suffers now or... If you can think of anything, we can only add it to your case later.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to remember. It's just 8 years. It's just like, ah! Yeah. So right now, as of now, I can't think of anything, but, you know, if something comes up, I can let you all know.
Perfect, perfect. Okay. And then, okay. So... Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is the system's generating the documents. I'm going to go ahead and send you my contact information too, while you're reviewing and signing the documents as well. Okay, hold on one second. Okay, so the last time she was treated for the neck was on 7/16. That was her surgery date.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So it just takes a few minutes for them to generate. Have you ever used a DocuSign before?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Okay. So it's pretty. They're pretty self-explanatory. You just follow the prompt basically. What you're gonna want to do is, once you receive it, you're gonna want to do a. Review and sign. It's going to have you adopt and sign your signature. You may have to use your finger to draw your finger. Once you do that, you just tap all the fields basically to adopt the signature. Once you get to the bottom, you will see it says finish. Once you click finish, go ahead and let me know if you do need help guiding you through it. I will be here on the phone. Sometimes it's easier to put me on speakerphone if you choose to go ahead and do that. You can.
And is this coming email or?
So I'm going to text it to you and I also send it to your email. So whatever is easier for you to open, it's up to you. But most people find it easier to open through the text message.
Okay. Oh, I see from Courtney K. Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Alright, it's loading. Okay, I have Renika Phillips on behalf of Green Phillips. This is a contract.
Now, will I get a copy of these?
Yeah, so once you complete it, it'll send you a PDF. Right when you press finish, it'll send a PDF to your email.
All right, I just press finish.
Okay, so thank you for doing that. Let me go ahead and check it real quick to make sure you're good. Yeah, it'll email you a copy once it's completed. Okay, so perfect. So thank you for doing that.
Yes,
So
ma'am.
what's gonna happen is I just wanna, before we wrap up the call, I just wanna a emphasize, how important you are in this role, and basically, this is you and Rain's case, and basically, we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. So what I'm going to go ahead
Right.
and do is I'm going to send you a direct message right now. Hold on. With my phone number. So if you have any questions, you can contact me.
Okay.
And basically, yeah, so the attorneys will be calling you within, 48 hours. So maybe by like Friday, if you don't hear from them by Friday, early next week, they should be calling you. I'll send you their contact information number so you'll know who to look out for. Again,
Okay.
if you don't hear anything from them by like next week, end of next week, you can call me directly and just kind of check up with your case, see where it's at, and if you have any questions, I can kind of find out the answer for you. Also, just, reiterate that this is a legal contract and or legal matter, and you don't want to discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I was going
Yeah,
to ask
so
you
if
that. How
anybody
does that
calls you
indicate?
regarding it, just make sure that it's, yeah, just you don't want to, you've already basically have us working on it, so you don't need to sign up with any other law firm is what I should say.
Okay, sounds good.
And
Sounds
then
good.
basically, we do ask if you can within the next 48 hours to obtain any documentation that could help support the case, like any medical records, birth certificate, death certificate, social itemized insurance report, anything that you can help build the case, we ask you to get those.
Okay.
If you can, if not, the attorneys will. And then from
Yeah.
that point on, basically, that's about it. If you have any questions,
Okay.
feel free to ask. And again, you can call me. I'm here Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 Pacific Standard Time. So you can call me
Okay.
anytime.
Did you send
Okay.
your information?
That's what I'm doing right now. So 804 715 7584.
Okay.
Let me send you my phone
All
number.
right.
And then I will send you the attorney's information once I receive it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure this is what it's going to be, Bernstein Law. I'm just going to send it. Bernstein Law, so it's a 212 phone number that will be calling you. Okay.
Sounds good. Yes, ma'am. And you said within 48 hours?
Yeah, within like 48 hours usually when they'll be calling you.
Sounds great. Sounds great.
Okay. It was a pleasure speaking with you today, Miss Phillips. So I hope that
I didn't receive your information.
what you did to
Maybe it's gonna come through.
804 75.
Oh, here it is. I have it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah.
I was
So
like,
my
what's
first
going
name's
on? Okay,
Courtney.
yes.
Save my phone number.
Okay.
My email's on there too if you need my email. And then also, the attorney's information is right below it.
Bernstein Lab. Okay, yes, I have it. All right, sounds
Okay.
great.
All
Thank
right.
you
Call
so
me if
much,
you have
Miss
any questions. I
Courtney.
wish you the best of luck, and I hope that this works out for you and Rain, and helps with some type of compensation that you deserve. Okay.
Yes, thank you so
Thank you.
much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.